That's a new song from Chris Tomlin. It's called Nobody Loves Me Like You on FM 90.3 WJTL, your place for Christ community music. Our time is 12:32. Nicole Nordeman is heading this way for a concert on Friday evening at Landis Hall at the Junction Center. But before we get to that moment, we get to hear from her personally right now as she joins us on the phone. Nicole, thank you for calling me up, and I'm curious, what have you been up to this summer?
Hey, John. Thanks for having me. I live in Oklahoma with my two kiddos. I'm in Tulsa. And, you know, we've just been chilling all summer. We didn't take any major trips. We didn't do a bunch of crazy summer stuff. We just hung out in the pool, which is the only place we were not miserably hot. It was so hot this summer. But we've had a great, great couple of months. The kids are just now getting back in school, and everybody's really well.
And how old are your kids?
So Charlie, believe it or not, is 15 years old. He just started high school. I just cannot even believe it.
Where did the time go?
I know. And then my daughter Pepper is in the fourth grade. She's 9.
Yeah. Well, you have been active as a musician for, what, 20 years now?
20 years. It's been 20 years since my very first album released.
Yeah.
Hard to imagine.
I remember your first radio single, at least I think I do, To Know You. Was that the one?
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah.
Good memory.
As you reflect on your journey, what are some, maybe one or two highlights of your career that have been precious memories for you?
You know, I think I'm still making precious memories because I feel like as a songwriter, one of the great privileges of my life is to get to meet people who have been impacted by a specific song or a specific lyric. And it always just humbles me and amazes me the way God does that, where he'll take a song that I wrote, you know, 10, 15 years ago, and maybe I was in a completely different place when I wrote it, but it meant something else to someone else, you know, that is a stranger, all, you know, hundreds of miles across the country that I'll never even meet. But the song bridges the distance, and the song does what the song was intended to do in God's hands. So I think that is just something that I'll never get used to. I'll never get over it, how beautiful it is when songs are used by God to really minister to people. And then I think selfishly, probably a career highlight for me that I might have trouble topping was Prince recorded one of my songs about 5 years ago. I'm not sure how he heard the song. The song is called What If, mm-hmm. but he heard it and fell in love with it and started rehearsing warming his band up to it every night. And then he recorded it. It was online for a hot minute.
What part of being a singer songwriter do you enjoy the most? Do you like writing the songs, performing in concert, recording albums?
I think in order, I would say writing the songs first, because that's really my first love is songwriting. And then I love being in the studio second. Recording is just a really fun, interesting process that's never the same way twice. And then third, I would say performing. But, that's still a pretty high third. I really, really love getting to travel and stand on stages large and small and share the songs that God's given me.
Yeah. I'd like to explore a few of the songs that you've done over the years, because you've had some very memorable lines, at least in songs that have stood out for me personally. One of your songs says, "I want to leave a legacy. How will they remember me?" Very thought-provoking question. I love how you bring up questions in your songs. How do you hope to leave your mark in this world, Nicole?
You know, that song, I've heard from so many people over the years how that song has been important to them in sort of special moments, whether it was a graduation or someone's memorial service or any of those mile marker moments where you have a chance to look in the mirror and ask yourself that, you know, what is my life really about and what will I be leaving when it's over? And, you know, for me, I think that's just an ongoing question because like anybody, I can get sucked into just all the silly, meaningless stuff, whether it's materialistic stuff or just the stuff of life that is always seeking to grab our attention and distract us. And, you know, just having kind of that regular check-in in my spirit, like, what am I doing? What bricks am I building this kingdom with that are going to be here when I'm gone? What do I really want to care about and invest in? And then just being able to let the other stuff go is so important.
Yeah. And then there's another memorable line from one of your songs called Brave. So long, status quo. I think I just let go. You make me want to be brave. I love that line. What was happening in your life at that time?
You know what? I just had my first son. I just had Charlie. He was a brand new baby, and I was absolutely terrified to be a new mom. I felt like I had read all the blogs and books and websites and had all the conversations with all the moms in my life, and I still just felt like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I've got the tools in my toolbox. And one of my friend's moms at the time said something like, you know, it's just such a brave thing for women to bring babies into the world, whether it's their own or by adoption, or it's just such an act of bravery. And I'd never thought of it in those terms because I just thought, well, that's what women have been doing forever, just what we do. But the more I thought about it, I thought it is a brave act. It is an act of courage, and it requires a lot of surrender on our part. And so she said those words, and I grabbed a pen, and I grabbed a baby shower napkin where we were at the time, and I just wrote down that line, you make me want to be brave, and then went home and wrote a song for my son about it.
Yeah. So when you say you make me want to be brave, were you talking to Charlie? Were you talking to the Lord? Who was that directed
to? You know what?
To?
It's one of those songs that I'm talking to both. You know, in the verses, I'm talking to my son, because I'm talking about what a small person I am and how I've always sort of been a speak when spoken to kind of a person, and how loving him has just enlarged my heart and enlarged my capacity for love. And so that part for Charlie, but then the choruses, I think, absolutely could be sung to the Lord too, because that's what he does for us.
Yeah, I really relate to what you're saying about enlarging your capacity for love as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
It happened with me as well. It's like I feel like, wow, before becoming a parent, I look back on that, the days before our sons arrived, and kind of look back feeling like maybe I was a little bit selfish in that period of my life.
Yeah, I was too, for sure.
Well, who has, so your children have been an inspiration probably in your life. Who else has been an inspiration in your life that you would say has brought out the best in you?
Well, my parents, for sure. I'm blessed to have both my parents still living, and I just find that they're example to me as people and as believers is so inspirational. I still am somebody who comes to them regularly with, you know, looking for advice or looking for spiritual insight on something. And I've got a close circle of friends. You know, I'm kind of a introverted person at my core, even though my ministry and work sort of demands that I'm an extrovert at times. But when I'm left alone, I've got a pretty small group around me, and they've been friends with me for decades. And they know the good, the bad, the ugly. They know where all the bodies are buried, and they can ask me the hard questions. And I think those people, those relationships will always kind of be a bedrock for me to write music from too.
Yes. Introspective people can live in community too.
Yes, we can. It's true.
I'm speaking with Nicole Nordeman, and she's coming for a concert to Landis Hall at the Junction Center this Friday evening. 7 o'clock starting time. Tickets are available by clicking the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com. Nicole, what can we anticipate from your concert?
You know, it's going to be a really intimate evening. I'm just coming with myself and a piano, not bringing a band this time. And I really love to create evenings that are just very introspective, a lot of storytelling. And I'll talk about many of the stories behind the songs that I've written over the years. I also have a new project out that's been out for about a year. And so I'll be singing some songs off of the new project as well, which is always fun to kind of be sharing what God's doing in my life, you know, right now. And those songs certainly reflect that.
So a combination of the fresh and the familiar, huh?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of both.
Yeah. All right. I don't know if you've been watching the news, Nicole, but there's like this really big hurricane off the East Coast.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's praying for everybody on the coast over there.
It's called Florence. Yeah. I'm wondering, what was the most memorable storm you have ever lived through? What was it like to go through the experience, and how did it affect you?
The most memorable storm?
Yeah, like physical storm, like, you know, like a hurricane or tropical storm. Have you lived through anything like that?
Yeah, nothing that extreme, to where entire communities around me have been threatened. But, I got trapped one time in a storm just in the middle of the day, pretty quickly after we'd moved to Oklahoma, and I was out walking my kids, and I just didn't know enough about the weather here to know how quickly it could change. And so when we started our walk, when my daughter was still in a stroller and Charlie was about 7, and we were on our way to this big park, and all of a sudden I looked at the sky and I thought, oh my gosh, this, I could just tell that a big, big storm was rolling in. Clouds were getting dark and scary and ominous. And so I kind of tried to turn everybody back toward the direction of home and say, let's try to hustle home and outrun this thing. And we weren't able to outrun it. It just opened up, and we were just out in this field, kind of. There wasn't even like a little tree to huddle under or any kind of a covering. So we were just totally exposed. And it was so violent. The thunder and the lightning and the wind was just incredible. And we were all so terrified. And my little boy at the time started running. He was, I think, just got so scared that he was trying to outrun the storm. So he started running away from me. So I'm yelling at him to stop running and wait for mommy. And in the middle of the storm, after we were all so hysterical and afraid, he just turned around and looked at me with no warning. He just turned around and he put his two little fists up in the air and he looked at this punishing, punishing sky and he started yelling, "We surrender! We surrender!" to the storm. And it just made me cry and cry because I just thought, oh, that is what God wants from us. He does not. He wants us to know that we're going to be okay. We're not running through the storm by ourselves. We just have to let go and tell this guy that we surrender, a little bit more to him.
It sounds like that was a pretty dramatic experience. Did you
It
turn that
was.
experience into a song?
I did. I did. There's a song I wrote on my new project called No Longer. It's about not living in fear any longer.
Now, in Oklahoma, the extreme weather often is tornadoes. Have you seen any tornadoes since you've been there?
We've had a couple that have come close into our area, but not really. Tulsa doesn't get a lot of tornadoes because it's a pretty urban area. So a lot of the more rural communities, especially like over in Oklahoma City, where there's just a whole lot of flat land, nothing to break up that funnel. So we've been blessed that we haven't seen a whole lot of tornado activity since I lived here.
Well, Nicole, when you come to our area for a concert, I hope you see blue skies. I really do.
Me too. Me too. I'm praying
Well,
for you guys.
we'll have to wait and see. It's not been very clear here of late. It's been very cloudy this week, so
Yeah.
we'll see.
Okay.
Nicole Nordeman appearing at Landis Hall at the Junction Center this Friday evening, 7 o'clock. Tickets are still available at the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com, or you can call 717-459-3701. A delight to talk with you, Nicole. One more question
You too,
before you
Tom.
go.
Yeah. Yeah.
The song Be My Rescue, I'm going to play it next. It appeared on a special project called My Hope, based on the message and mission of Billy Graham. How did that song come to appear on the project?
I was just really honored to be a part, just a handful of artists that were asked to contribute something to the project. Anyone who had felt like their lives had been inspired by Mr. Graham's work and legacy and evangelism, and I certainly was among many artists who raised my hand and said, yes, I would love the opportunity to write a song about that. And so that was just really how it came to be. They just asked me, and I was delighted to do it.
Thank you for your time today, Nicole. We look forward to your concert appearance this Friday.
Thank you, John. You too. Talk to you
All
soon.
right. All right. Take care. Here's Nicole
You too.
Nordeman with Be My Rescue on FM 90.